the praise you have. Motivate me to run on and see what the end is going to be. I'm going to say it again. At times, breathtaking.
All right, we are taking a look at automation, and like I say, there's some good things happening with this. Just we're asking the question of where it's headed. What will happen down the road with automation? Workers lacking a college education are much less likely to express positive attitudes towards the current generation of workforce tech. More broadly, the survey finds that the current generation of workforce technologies has had some widely disparate impacts on today's workers. For some, especially those with high levels of educational attainment, technology really represents a largely positive force that makes their work more interesting, and it provides opportunities for career advancement. But those who have not attended college are much less likely to view today's workforce technologies in such a positive light. And that kind of brings us to something that I had mentioned during the recession. I know that because of the policies that had been passed into law that brought about the Great Recession, and because of the unwillingness of many of our political leaders to agree to bring into policy that would be passed into law, the activities that would have made the economy so much stronger, a well-funded transportation system, roads and bridges system, etc., that would have put so much money in the pockets, the checking accounts of so many people all across the nation, that was the answer to that was no when President Obama requested it, unfortunately. We had good news is we did have a lot of politicians who were saying, okay, cool, let's do this. The bad news is we had a lot of politicians, even more politicians, who said, no, we're the majority, and so we say no to all of that. And so the economy did not recover nearly as well as it could have. As a result, a lot of people were really hurting financially. And I was saying, though, at that time, even though life is difficult, even with the college degree, in many ways, that college degree can still be helpful. So I was trying to encourage people to go ahead and go to college anyway. Technical school, vocational school, four-year, post-baccalaureate. You know, go ahead and get that education. Become cross-trained, where you have training and skills built up in more than one area. Because, you know, I was sharing then, at some point down the road, it's going to pay off. And now they're telling us here that the people with the college degrees have had overall a better experience, even with the increased use of technology in the workforce. The survey asked about the impact that six common workforce technologies have had on today's workers. So now we get down to the nitty gritty. What's, you know, you say technology, that's pretty broad. Now let's look at some specific technologies. They include word processing and spreadsheet software. They include smartphones. They include email and social media. Software that manages people's daily schedules. How many of you still use the old school calendars where you have something that you put in, your hand has a lot of paper, you open it up and you write down your appointments. You write down your meetings. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just curious as to how many of you are still doing it that way. I think that's not a bad idea at all, actually. You know, you got to do what works for you. Technologies that help customers serve themselves without the assistance of a human worker. And finally, industrial robots. This survey finds that the workers with the college degrees are substantially more likely than those who have not attended college to say that each of these individual technologies has had a positive impact on their jobs or careers, at least up to now. 24% of workers with high school diplomas or less say that not a single one of these six technologies has had a positive impact on their jobs or careers. For college graduates, only 2% say that the tech has not had a positive impact on their jobs or careers. When it comes to the overall impact of technology on them in a professional context, 38% of workers with high school diplomas or less indicate that technology in general has made their jobs more interesting. 32% feel that technology has increased their opportunities for career advancement. And in each instance, these figures are substantially lower than those reported by workers who have continued their formal education beyond high school. Do you anticipate a time when even people with the college degrees will have they find themselves saying some of the same things that people with high school education or less are now saying, that the increased use of technology is not really helping them. In fact, it's hurting. What do you suppose? Do you think that people with college degrees will always be safe and the technology will always work to their advantage? Remember what I shared with you now. Keeping in mind some of the professions, some of the careers that are going to eventually be done by robots. You remember any of those that we talked about? How about accounting? Many Americans anticipate that various automation technologies will make significant inroads in terms of their development and adoption in the coming decades. Driverless vehicles, perhaps the most prominent example of this trend. 94% of Americans have some awareness of the effort to develop driverless vehicles. And about two-thirds of the public anticipates that most vehicles on the road will be driverless within the next half century. 9% predict that this will occur in the next 10 years. Instead of year 50, they're saying by year 10. Additionally, substantial shares of Americans think it's likely that within 20 years, doctors will rely on computer programs to diagnose and treat most diseases. 79% think that this will definitely happen or probably happen. A lot of people think that retail interactions will be fully automated and involve little or no human action between customers and employees. 65% of Americans believe that. 65% think that most deliveries in cities will be made by robots or drones instead of humans. Let me ask you something. How does that work when you have the person from Federal Express or you have the person from UPS, whatever shipping company, DHL, whoever? Do they normally go ahead and put your package in place and then do a quick knock, boom, they're gone? Do you think that most of the time they don't even knock, they just put the package in place, boom, they're gone? Have you ever walked out your door, not because you were looking for anything or anyone, you were just walking out your door, and lo and behold, there's a FedEx person or the UPS person putting a shipment on your porch? How did that grab you? How would it grab you if you were just going outside, maybe to check the mailbox, walked out your front door, and a drone is dropping a package off? Should the drone do a quick knock like the humans do, or just put the package down and go? All right. Let's talk some more in just a few.